Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the skull. As Halloween approaches, we seem to become fascinated by skeletons, especially human skeletons with their leering skulls. Images of skeletons decorate homes and businesses and become subjects for Halloween costumes, as we mock death and our fear of death. But at this time of year, with its rapidly increasing darkness, our ancestors celebrated death and the dead. This time of year, when the veil is thin between the worlds of the dead and the living, this was a time to honor and communicate with the dead, who were eager to communicate and celebrate with the living. Death was not the scary thing it seems to be today, but rather just a natural point on the perpetual wheel of life. And the skeleton, and especially the skull, were treated as memento mori, reminders of the dead. As we prepare to celebrate Halloween ourselves, perhaps a meditation on the skull will help give the holiday a deeper meaning. The skull is the bony framework of the head of animals with backbones. It contains the brain and the sense organs like the eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. Thus, since earliest times, the skull has been associated with our sensual awareness as well as our intellectual awareness. And it represented symbolically our capacity for perceiving and interacting with both the manifest world and the invisible realm. We have evidence of skull cults from very early sites, which archaeologists have taken to be evidence of a veneration of dead ancestors. Separated from the rest of the skeleton, the skull seems to have had a special significance as the repository of the spirit of the ancestor. For example, in certain Scottish ceremonial sites, rows of human skulls were positioned along the passageways of underground burial chambers, while the skeletons themselves were interred separately. The skeletons appeared to have represented the end of a life, but the skulls seem to have symbolized the belief that spirit lives on. While our modern world tends to see the skull as an emblem of mortality and the finality of death, our ancestors saw in the skull the continuity of life. The skull is what survives after the body decays, and the spirit takes up residence in the skull. This belief is what made the Norsemen preserve the skulls of their dead enemies and make them into drinking cups so they could continue to dominate their foes. This is what led to the classic Norse drinking toast, skull, meaning skull, to celebrate their victory yet again. The skull also represented the importance of the head as an oracle, able to share images of the future as well as secrets of the invisible realm. Myths from many cultures tell of the severed heads of heroes that were preserved so their skulls could give advice, even after death. The spirits of the dead were believed to persist, residing in the skull, and these spirits welcomed opportunities to interact with their descendants. Many cultures had, and still have, celebrations where the spirits of the dead are invited to participate, such as El Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead in Mexico. In holidays such as these, the skull becomes the death's head at the feast and is given a place of honor at the holiday table. Our English language holds evidence of this practice among our own ancestors, for the words ghost and guest are both derived from the Germanic language word Geist, meaning spirit. Only when death came to be understood as the end point in linear time, as in Judeo-Christian tradition, rather than merely a spoke in the perpetually turning wheel of life, only then did death become the fearful thing it is today, and the skull become a symbol of dread and finality. So, happy Halloween, everyone, and may you have a meaningful and reassuring encounter with a skull, and give it a seat of honor at your holiday table. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.